Hey, what's going on, man? Hey,
come where's all the guys for maintenance?
Yo, everybody join in.
I don't see anybody for maintenance. Hey, who's gonna fix this building?
Mechanics moving out, mechanics moving in. Why? Because management has got the thing. Out the staff, cause they got too many. If the agency was smart, they show they have a heart and fire some of those managers and leave maintenance alone. Rap on, brother. Rap on. Somebody find Crumb. Somebody find Crumb. You're listening to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast.
Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge. And today we're going to dedicate today's podcast to maintenance operations in the United States Postal Service. Now, because I work in Columbus and have eyes that see very well, I'm going to address what I see and give you my perception of what maintenance is going through right now. And again, understand this. I am a total outsider looking in, but I talk to people, and people talk to me. So let's talk about what the agency is doing to the maintenance craft in the United States Postal Service. Stand by, because we're going to have a conversation. Hey, let's talk a little maintenance. And before we start again, I make no bones at letting you know I'm not a mechanic, but I can read. And what's going to happen right now, it's going to be kind of comical, because I'm going to read you some contracts and job descriptions, and I'll bet you my last dollar there's somebody in maintenance saying, what? We do that every day. I'm going to tell you some things that sevens and nines should do or should not do. And I guarantee before I read it, a lot of somebodies are going to say, oh, we do that every day. Again, most postal employees, and this is not negative, most postal employees know how to get the job done, but they don't know how to do the job. Not trying to sound deep or very philosophical, but postal employees can get the job done, but they don't get it done to the guidelines of management. They get it done because they've been there long enough to understand that they know what's best, and they just execute along that plan. Now, one thing I will say about maintenance, they're a little more structured. Not saying it's good or bad, because every day the mechanics and the custodians get what they call an EMARS. So the supervisor or somebody goes into the system and creates routes every day for that mechanic, that ET, that BEM to work on. So they're a little more structured, but I'm not going to say that the EMARS or the work schedule they get is very efficient. I'll just leave that in the atmosphere. But nonetheless, that's the policy, that's the situation. But what's happening right now in Columbus, Ohio particularly, there seems to be a heightened sense of awareness when it concerns the BEM, also known as building equipment mechanic. That's the person, and again, I'm just being facetious. When I say that's the person, that's that guy everybody sees a little higher in the ceiling than everybody else. Crumb, I'm sorry, I call him Crumb so long, I don't even remember his first name. Is it David? But BEM Crumb, let me tell you something. To be able to let that gentleman do what he does is a shame. And right now, the post office has employees of that nature in a nervous atmosphere. They don't know from day to day what's going to happen with their job. And let me tell you something. I'm going to go one step further when I talk about Mr. Crumb. I'd be willing to bet a lot of money that the work he does in that building probably should not be done by a mechanic of his level. But he possessed that skill, and he brings it to the table for the Postal Service. Now, an employee like that has to walk around nervous. What are they going to do with me? Where am I going? You see, here's another case, and I know it may be the Postal Service will probably say, oh, that's just isolated. Probably so, because I'm sure you don't have a bunch of people with the skill set that that young man brings to work. But more importantly, because management, upper management, can't decide on what it is they're going to do with a particular craft, right now, one of the things that they've done with the building maintenance mechanic is they abolished all the bids. So all the BEMs now are what you call unassigned regulars. And I'm going to leave that right there because I really don't want to go into the clerk contract because I'll say this to you. The clerk contract is very different when it comes to unassigned regulars than the mail handler contract. I'll put that in the atmosphere. If you're curious, you read the difference. But nonetheless, you've got employees putting in nervous time because the post office can't decide how they want to staff. So they abolish all the bids. Now they can put the mechanic where it is they need the mechanic. My understanding is they are allowing everyone to stay where they were, which now makes me ask the question, come on now. If everybody going to stay where they are, what was the point in abolishing the bids? See, that's just some of that extra that Columbus, Ohio postal system managers consistently bring to the table. Now, I'm sure that because now there's a spotlight on what happened, I wouldn't be surprised if now if they made some moves and say something to you to the effect, yeah, go thank Ken Hodge because he wanted to tell everybody on his podcast the craziness that's going on in maintenance. Well, now we had to move you. And trust and believe, I wish that was just a joke, but I'm sure it can happen that way. But listen, nonetheless, what are we going to do with the, with your building maintenance mechanics? Somebody needs to make a decision, and in that way, you relax the mind of all your BEMs. Because anybody knows when you abolish or revert that many jobs while everyone is actively in the job, then drastic changes should be on the horizon because the contract allows you to change so many hours and not move or have to really affect personnel in the bid. So the fact that you chose to abolish or revert all those bids, Postal Service, it is going to be very interesting to see what path you attempt to travel. Now, let me say to those who don't work inside of Columbus, right in the middle of removing robot containerization systems, and the two that they want gone are already gone, running outlets, electrical outlets and conduits and new electrical panel boxes to bring in an additional bundle sorter. Now see, right in the middle of that, you're going to tell building maintenance mechanics that you're unassigned regular. We don't know what we're going to do with you. I don't know. Wait, what do you think? Maybe the timing could have been worked on just a little bit? In the middle of you redesigning your floor plan, taking out machines, putting in machines, moving and creating new work areas, in the middle of that, you take away the bids for your BEMs. Well, let me say to the mechanics, I don't understand the post office logic or concept. And based on what I've seen the APWU do in the past, minus that whole MVS situation, I've seen them put in some good work. So I'm going to say to the maintenance mechanics, the building maintenance mechanics, stand by, because I'm pretty sure somebody at your national level has eyes on what's happening, and APW usually goes at the non-compliance issue very aggressively. But as I get ready to close out today, hey, let me tell you something. Since I'm talking about MPEs and MM7s, let me give you a quick rundown. What's, as we say in the military, just for shits and giggles, let me give you a quick rundown of some of the basic do's and don'ts of those two positions. Now, I'm not going to explain them, so if you're not a mechanic, this may go over your head. But some, now, again, usually they show contrast between your 7.9s and your ET-10s. I think everybody agrees that the ETs, they walk on a little different air. Nobody gets what the ET does confused. Nobody gets that confused. It is my understanding in the maintenance area, that is where you want to end up as an ET. That's, you know, that's the top of the ladder, pretty much. So here we go. If you are a level 9, did you know you could be assigned to inspect, test, diagnose, troubleshoot, use menu-driven computers, repair, calibrate, and perform most, but not all, preventive maintenance tasks? If you are 9, MPE 9 can be assigned to oversee the work of lower-level maintenance employees, advising and instructing them in proper work methods and checking for the adherence to instructions, or make and presence and final operation check and test of work completed by lower level maintenance employees. Now, let me just say this. The first sentence I've read is, you can be assigned. And then everything came after that. So if you one of those, you know, you heard half the sentence level nines, and now you just want to assume some authority that you don't have. Again, that first sentence says, you can be assigned. So if you're not assigned to do that, pay no attention to what I just said. Now, if you're assigned, just know that your level itself can allow management to assign you. Now, listen, I'm reading right out of APW literature. So if you are a mechanic and you hear what I'm saying and you think it's incorrect, listen, if it's incorrect, then your literature is incorrect. Now, let's look at your MM7s. An MM7 may not be assigned, they may not be assigned to observe running equipment. They may not perform any troubleshooting, may not make any diagnosis, depending on where you're from, and may not make any decision or judgment calls. That MM7 may be assigned to take instructions from 9s and ET-10s. Again, may be assigned. Don't usurp authority you don't have. An MM7 may be assigned to perform semi-skilled preventive, corrective, and predictive maintenance tasks. MM7s are not required to read blueprints or schematics. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge. I just wanted to spend a few moments talking to maintenance tonight and to let you know that a big shout out to the level 4 custodians. Hey, they keep the building looking pretty nice. But let me tell you another situation that's going to be affecting that main work floor in Columbus, Ohio, City Gate. Now, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure what we're about to talk about would fall underneath the work of a BEM, which the word on the street, the word on the street is the post office is trying to do away with them. But nonetheless, after several attempts by Roto-Rooter to resolve an issue, it was found that the blockage is too large for the pipe to be cleaned. The pipe will need to be replaced. The sewer line is located in the cafeteria, front of the vending machine area. they're going to have to go down about 5 feet down for a 3 foot section of pipe to be removed. And then it's got to be replaced. And the status of the cafeteria during the operation right now, nobody knows if they're going to close it, block off that section, or what they're going to do. I understand there has been blockage issues with the sewer lines underneath this building that started shortly after the building was built. So this is not a new issue. This could have been avoided by annual cleanings. However, some believe it's all just based on what the whisper is on the work floor. And I say to you again, I don't work in maintenance, but people in maintenance, we have conversation here and there throughout the day. And it's funny the things that people will say that work in the department. So there was more to what's going on with that blockage than a normal blockage. Sure, there was probably some preventive maintenance not being taken care of. And again, that probably, and again, I'm just speculating. While the post office was showing they don't need any BEMs or they need fewer BEMs, this is probably, or this could have been something that with the correct staff, it would have been addressed, identified, and the proper people fixing it. Again, I don't know what they're trying to do with those building maintenance people, but whatever it is, they need to figure it out pretty quick. Again, new machines coming in. You need that on-site, ready, available staff to do what it is to set up for those machines, but instead, you abolish them. You've got your major bathrooms, male and female, sewage backed up, coming up out of the floor, and is going to in order to fix it, now it includes shutting down the only big cafeteria that you have in the building. But the post office is probably trying to convince everyone that building maintenance is not important. This is Kenny Hodge from the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast, always trying to give you what you ask for. Have a great day.